Thank you. Mr. President, dear colleagues, all participants of today's dialogue, since we have only a few minutes left, let me first thank you all for all your questions, comments, and recommendations, proving that you have studied carefully and in considerable detail the human rights situation in the Czech Republic. Let me thank Czech civil society organizations as well as the Czech Ombudsman, who also contributed to the width of information available before the review and to the quality of implementation of the previous cycle recommendations. Let me also thank the international NGOs, including UPR Info, which provided valuable inputs to our UPR, including through support of our civil society organizations during preparation of this UPR round. We proudly presented our advancement in human rights. You had an opportunity to listen to members of our delegation here today from Ministry of Labor, Justice, Interior, Health, Education and Foreign Affairs, together with the Section for Human Rights from the Office of the Government. Proving thus also the gradual development of high quality professional human rights structures functioning in our system. At the same time, we humbly and openly admitted challenges that we face and continue to face, be it problems in Roma inclusion and discriminatory attitudes in society towards Roma, public expression of xenophobia and intolerance, handling the migrant crisis, or tackling the issue of social housing. We believe that the set of recommendations we have just received will function as another important impulse for further promotion and strengthening of human rights in the Czech Republic and for overcoming those challenges as we continue our work. Now, we will take all the recommendations received with us back home to decide carefully which we are in position to support and which to note. We will bring back a clear statement on this decision in time for the March Human Rights Council session. This was just a start. The implementation of the received recommendations is what makes the UPR important and decides on its success and relevance. Therefore, we pledge, similarly to the previous cycle, to submit again our midterm implementation report in 2020. Finally, above all that, we pledge to brief the Human Rights Council in March 2019 under item 6 of its program of work on early implementation of several of the accepted recommendations. Thank you.